Welcome everyone. That was my beautiful wife, Emmerich. And my name's Chris Martinez, and I'm the lead pastor here at Lakeside Church, and I'm so happy you guys came. I know if y'all braved the blizzard of 2017 and the time change, y'all love Jesus. And so we are so excited to have you guys here, and we're gonna talk about a few things. And I'm just going to share what I believe that God has put on my heart. When you walked in, there was a bulletin insert over there, which you guys can see. It says, Walking in the Spirit, has some scriptures on there, and has some different information for you. And so we are going to go to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 25. And I felt like God put this idea of walking in the Spirit on my heart. And so as you go to the book of Galatians, and it's on your insert, I encourage you guys to follow along with me. So it says in verse 16, But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these three are opposed to each other, and to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, jealousy, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. These I warn you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. So this idea of walking in the Spirit, if you look on the bottom of that insert, there's a W. And so I took the word walk, and this week we're going to talk about W, which is wonder. Because there's some things that you wonder about. If you serve a God that you can understand, you're serving the wrong God. Like, we can know God, but we can never fully comprehend Him. His ways are above our ways. He does things in ways that are different than we understand. And it's just great. Like, for me, I know I read the Bible to my kids every day. I read to my boys separately from my girls because they're different ages. And so with the girls, we just got these three new Bibles. It's all the same Bible. And so it's moved from me reading to them, from me reading with them. And so we're reading through the whole Bible, and we read scriptures, take turns, they ask questions, and then I encourage them to ask questions because there's some hard stuff in the scripture. And one of the ones they always love to ask me is, explain the Trinity. How is Jesus God and the Holy Spirit God? And explain this. And I'm just like, I do my best, but what comes down to it, it's a mystery. Like, how can you really explain God? If you serve a God that you can fully understand, hey, you serve the wrong God, because God is greater than we are. And we can't fully understand. And we can do our best. I mean, we could say He's one what and three who's and three in one, and try to wrap our hands or heads around it. But the reality is like, He's bigger than we are. So there's lots of things we wonder about. Now on the back, there's like a little circle over there with some different things to fill in. At that center of the circle, you can write Holy Spirit or walking in the Spirit. But there's some things that I think that we can wonder about, and the Holy Spirit like gives us the answers. So number one, like, why even talk about the Holy Spirit? Like, isn't Jesus enough? I mean, we're a gospel-driven, Jesus-centered church, and so, like, what role does the Holy Spirit play? I mean, how does He fit in? I mean, shouldn't we just be talking about Jesus? Well, I want to let you know, like, the Holy Spirit, and you can write this in, plays a major role in the purpose of God in the world. And so I want you to know that the purpose of God is actively engaged with the Holy Spirit. From the womb, where Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, to the tomb, where Jesus was raised from the dead, the Holy Spirit was intimately involved. In fact, there's a huge 30-year gap just about in Jesus' life where we don't really know too much about Him, what He was doing. I mean, that's 30 years where the Son of God was on this planet. that he was living and breathing and moving and becoming like us so we could become like him. And we don't hear much about him until he goes and gets baptized by John the Baptist, his cousin, and then he gets filled, or the Holy Spirit comes upon him, Holy Spirit comes upon him and anoints him and empowers him. He's led by the Spirit out into the wilderness, and he comes back in the power of the Spirit. So how can we think that we can fulfill God's purpose, we can know anything about God's purpose, if the Holy Spirit was that essential to Jesus from the womb to the tomb and everything in between? He's essential today. The Holy Spirit is essential today. So it's God's purpose is in the Holy Spirit. I mean, how can we not be led by the Spirit if Jesus was led by the Spirit? How can we not seek the power of the Spirit if Jesus moved in the power of the Spirit? I mean, who are we to think we don't need that? And the second thing is the Holy Spirit, that second kind of circle, part of the circle, is the Holy Spirit is a big part of God's plan for you. Like Jesus in you today. The Spirit in you today is God's plan for you. He wants you to be a dwelling place of His presence, of His Spirit, Him living in you. Like, that's the plan that God has for you. He wants you to live and breathe and move in Him. Like, that's it. Like, God's plan for what He wants you to do and what you want to be about is that you would get the Holy Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit would fill you. And that by the power of the gospel would become real in your life. Like, it is not something that is done separately from Christ, but in conjunction with Christ. Like, the Holy Spirit does big things in our hearts. The third thing you can write on there is the Holy Spirit shows us the path that God has for our lives. Like, He leads us. He guides us. God wants you to grow closer to Jesus, and to walk on that path, to walk on that way, is to walk with the Holy Spirit. And if you think about walking, like, that's a movement. You don't sit in the Spirit. You don't just relax in the Spirit. Like, you walk in the Spirit. He moves, you move. He stops, you stop. But it's this constant relationship, this walking alongside that God wants to do in you. Like, that's His plan for you, and He'll show you the path that He has for you. Like, you won't know it. Like, we would not be here in South Carolina planting Lakeside Church if the Holy Spirit hadn't been leading us, hadn't been guiding us, hadn't been moving us along. I mean, the Holy Spirit does that. He did that to Jesus, and He does that to us. The next thing is like, the Holy Spirit brings God's power into your work, into what you're doing. Like, the Holy Spirit is like a power boost. Like, you can say the same thing, but when the Holy Spirit is within you and upon you and in that moment, like, has different results. Because He just, like, accelerates, and He'll take the same scriptures, the same things you do, the same things you say, and He'll just empower them, and He'll just make them real and make them powerful at that moment. Like, Jesus went about doing works filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit, and we should go being filled with the Spirit. Like, God's power, like, God wants to put His power in your life. We shouldn't be powerless. Like, Jesus still wants to see people saved. He still wants to see people healed spiritually, emotionally, physically, delivered. He wants to see some people set free. And so He empowers His people to be a part of that plan. And if you're not about God's plan and walking on the path that He has for you and walking in His power that He has given to you through the Holy Spirit, like you won't reach the destination that He has. And so, like, that's what this is about. Is like, I want to see this church. Like, Sunday is awesome. Like, we had a great time on our small group. We met with our small group Wednesday. We had just a huge mix of people. We had some veteran Christians. We had some medium range, kind of been in it for a while Christians. And then we had some, like, raw, like, I just got saved 2 months ago, but God changed my life. And we were my small group is on the Holy Spirit, just because that's kind of what God's doing with me. So that's why I wanted to start. And so we got to this place where we were talking about Jesus meeting with Nicodemus, and He says, you know, a man can't see the kingdom of God unless he is born again by the water and by the Spirit. And so we're talking about it, and we all know that, you know, God transforms us. But it's a process. Sometimes some things change quickly and some don't. But this one guy was like, no, for me, like, no, I was born again. I, I understand what Jesus means when he says born again, because I mean, like when I prayed and I cried and I called out to God, like I got up different. I was a new person. The things I used to love, I hate. And the things I used to hate, I love. And that's what happens. But the power of the gospel, what Jesus did on the cross, like it impacts our lives. But God uses the Holy Spirit within us to bring that power that we need for the call that God has and for the life he wants to live. And the other thing is like why didn't Jesus, one of the things we wonder about is like, why didn't Jesus just leave us here? Like, why did he just leave us here? Why didn't he just give us a straight ticket to heaven? You know, you confess Christ, you pray, and then bam, you're right in heaven. Like, why are we still here? Because there's a path. There's a path that God has for you. And to walk on that path, there's power that you need. Because it's not going to, you're not going to be able to do it on your own. And that's okay. Like, we can't do it on our own. And God knows that. And he's okay with that. But he empowers us to do what he's called us to do. And like another thing we might wonder about is like, how can we know God's in control? Like sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. And the third thing you can write on there is, I'm sorry, the fifth thing you can write on there is the Holy Spirit brings God's presence into our hearts. The presence of God, God is love, Romans 5 says the Holy Spirit pours out the love of God into our hearts, like God's very presence. Don't you want to know God? Do you want to just know about him? Do you just want to know him in your mind? Or do you want to know him in your heart? Like we love God and we know God loves us mentally, and that's okay, and we walk by faith on that. But wouldn't you like those moments when it's more than just mental, where it's inside you, where you feel it, where you know it, where you live it, where you breathe it? Like, I love my wife. We've been married coming up now on 17 years, and I love her, and I know she loves me. And she loves me all the time, and I love her all the time. But there's sometimes when we hold hands, or when we sit next to each other on the couch, where I know, like, there's that connection. That love is just felt at a different level because there's that connection. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Like, he brings a different connection in us with God, because God himself lives within us. And so the presence of God becomes real. The love of God becomes real. Like, we need the Holy Spirit. Like, how do we know he's in control when we wonder that? Well, we know that because he's given us his presence. And his presence is within us. And his Spirit, you know, Jesus' blood made the way in heaven. Like, our sins are forgiven. We can go boldly before the throne of God by the blood of Christ. But the Spirit of God, it's like it brings a little bit of heaven to our hearts. Like, we know here and now, 2017, sitting in that chair or sitting in our office or at home on the couch, like, we can know God loves us and he's with us and everything is going to be okay. The next thing you can say is the peace of God. How do we know he's in control? Because the Holy Spirit, like, gives us the peace of God. The presence of God comes into our hearts, but the peace of God that passes all understanding comes into our hearts and our minds by the Holy Spirit. You know, my mom, right after I got saved, and I mean, I'm on fire. God is just doing great things. I'm in church all the time. I'm bringing people to church, inviting them to church, dragging them to church, and seeing people saved. And I mean, you got to believe this. God is so real. He's so good. And it's like you could feel God everywhere. The Holy Spirit was there. And then my mom goes, and she's diagnosed with MS. Remember, they told me, and I kind of rolled with it. But when everybody else was gone, I remember getting out of the car, and I was in the garage. And I, you know, you ever get mad at God? You ever get, like, really mad? And so I kind of got mad, and I said, you know, God, if you take my mom, and I said, I'll still serve you. Because the Holy Spirit did something. Like, he brought peace. Like, I didn't know how it was going to be okay. I wasn't sure what was going to happen. But I knew that he was God, and I could have peace and rest and trust, and I wasn't forcing it. But it came from him. Jesus brought us peace with God through the cross, and he extends that peace to us through his Holy Spirit. Like, it comes right into your heart. The Holy Spirit is for right now. It's for you right now, right where you're sitting, for you right where you are. He brings the peace of God that passes all understanding. When all hell is breaking loose, there's a little bit of heaven in your heart. So we talked about how the Holy Spirit is part of God's plan and purpose, God's purpose for this world, the redemptive purpose. The Holy Spirit plays a role. God's part of His plan for you to be filled. It'll bring you on the path that God has for you. It'll give you power for that path to walk on and accomplish what God has called you to do. He will bring the presence of God, so you'll know you're not on the path alone, because God Himself is with you in spirit, and He'll bring you peace, so that even when the path is dark, and it's scary, and you don't know why, and life just kicks you right in the butt and messes you up, like, you'll have the peace of God, and you'll know, like, man, He is with me. It is good. It is well with my soul, because the Holy Spirit brings you that peace. The next thing we'll say is, like, you wonder, it's like, well, how can I change? Like, man, like, I want to change. I want to be different. I want to be what God wants me to be. Well, we know that, like, it's the cross of Christ and the blood of Christ that does this in heaven, but on earth, like, the Spirit, like, He does something, like, here, like, number one, he purifies. The Holy Spirit purifies, so you can write that down. He purifies our hearts and our minds. Like that Titus talks about the Holy Spirit renewing us. It says, when the goodness and the loving kindness of our God, this is Titus chapter 3:4, it's on the back of your paper, when the goodness and the loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of works that we've done in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and a renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us richly in Jesus Christ our Lord. So that Savior saved us, and then the Holy Spirit comes and it purifies us, and it washes us clean, like that stuff, that junk. I mean, like my friend in the small group, like he said, I got up different. Things I used to love, I hate. Like, He'll bring conviction, He'll bring renewal, and He'll change your mind. Like, you won't think the same when the Spirit of God is within you and the mind of Christ is there. Like, you will be different. So there's a purification, but then there's also something else. The Holy Spirit also produces fruit in your lives. He gives you more of the character of Christ, like patience, kindness, goodness, love, joy, long-suffering. Like, those fruits that Paul talks about in Galatians, like, they come in your lives. And we know you can't force out a fruit. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, you can't make a tree squeeze out a fruit. It's not going to pop out an apple or an orange. You just push hard enough and an orange pops out. But it just comes naturally. Like, it just like last week I told a story about some guy punching me in the face and me not getting mad. Well, Chris gets mad. I'm not like I had this not try to get mad. This was a spiritual thing where God just gave me love. Like, He produced the fruit of the Spirit in my life. Like, it just came. I didn't try to squeeze it out. It just appeared. It's kind of like when we get older, you know, and some of you younger guys don't know this yet, but when you get older, things will just appear. Like, hair will appear in places it's never appeared before. Long, big hair, like, will just pop out of your ear. You just be there, and your wife's like, what is that? And you're like, oh my gosh. And it just, as long as it goes, the hair that used to be on your head migrates to other places. And you don't force it. I'm not here squeezing a hair out of my ear, but it just happens. Like, that's what happens. The Holy Spirit produces the fruit of God, the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Like, you were meant to produce much fruit. Jesus said, if you remain in Me, and if I remain in you, you will produce fruit. Like, that's what He wants to do. Like, He bought us, and we were a barren field. Like, we were empty. We were lost. We were useless. But the Spirit comes, and it waters that seed of the gospel that God has placed here. And it begins to grow, and it begins to change, and it's nothing we've done on our own. So this whole thing about the Holy Spirit, this is stuff we can't do for ourselves. We can't complete God's purpose without the Spirit. We can't walk in the plan that God has for us without His Spirit. We can't follow the path and know where to go and what to do. And you know, we want to see you follow the path, whether it's move to Africa and be a missionary, or serve here in the local church, or maybe a different path, but a path of service. Like, you won't know what that is unless you're following and you're being guided by the Spirit, and you won't have the power to complete that. You better not move to Africa unless the Holy Spirit is with you. You better not serve in kids ministry unless you're asking God, like, God, just empower me today to make a difference in young people's lives. And like, you need the presence of God. The presence of God is what it's all about. We always say it's a relationship, not a religion, but do we live that? Do you live in relationship? Well, you can by the Holy Spirit's presence with you. And then the peace of God, like, the peace of God is great, and it doesn't make sense. It's beyond us. It's a God we can't understand. When things go wrong and somebody gets sick or all hell breaks loose, like, having the peace of God is really good, and it makes a big difference. It makes a big, big difference. And I just challenge you guys to have the peace of God and just overcome and overcome you. And the other thing it does is, like, how can you change? Well, the Holy Spirit will do two things. Like, He'll wash you up, He'll purify you, and then He'll produce good stuff. It's not like either or, it's both. He does both. He cleans out the garbage, and He brings out something beautiful within you. And so we want to challenge you over these next couple weeks, not just to learn about the Holy Spirit, which we want you to learn, but, like, that's where you start. Like, we want you to get a mental understanding. We want you to get it, but then we want you to experience this. I want you to know what it is to have God's plan fulfilled for you, to be full of the Spirit, to be walking on His path, and to be right where God wants you to be, with His presence and His peace, and purified of some junk that you don't want in your life anymore, and producing the kind of fruit that God, you know, like me, like, I'm not perfect. But the closer I am to Jesus, and the more I reach out, and the more I'm filled with His Spirit, like, I know I'm different. And so that's what our challenge is for you. And so we're gonna have some prayer teams come up, and we're gonna invite people that might want to come forward to prayer. Like, if you can't pray in church, where are you gonna pray? And this is not like saying, oh, everything's wrong. Sometimes things are right, but you still pray. You don't just pray when things are wrong, or that's not a relationship. But somebody come here. And